Jump overboard and drown. Yes, I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. Because a gal I love, she's gone and left this town. Well, when she left me, I bowed my head and cried. When she left me, I bowed my head and cried. I never thought I'd be, I would be the one to cry. Gonna jump overboard and drown. Yes, I'm going to the river. Gonna jump overboard and drown. Because the gal I love, she's gone and left this town.
Childish whim or momentary impulse. perhaps if he too might have made a similar mistake.
Say this is one deal you can't get out of in WrestleMania.
I'll see you there, Vince. I'll see you there. It's gonna be painful.
And my man Umaga is gonna take.
Well, King, I think business has just picked up. Well, what would a contract signing be without the special guest referee? And this guy is special.
Mr. McMahon and the Donalds signed their contracts, and there's the man that will be the referee for the awesome Umaga Bobby Lashley confrontation at WrestleMania.
We've got a difference of opinions out here. We've got somewhat of a disagreement. So let me come out here tonight and ask two questions to settle this deal. Ask two questions here in Washington, D.C. If you think if Vince McMahon's going to win this match and shave Donald Trump's head, give me a hell yeah. If you think that Donald Trump's gonna win this match and shave Vince McMahon's head, give me a hell yeah.
No. More than 95%.
You know, Donald, I don't think you and me have been formally introduced yet. My name's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're standing in my ring. If you're standing in my ring, what I say goes. Do you understand that? You don't have to answer that because I hope you understand that. That's a good-looking tie you got there. You doing okay? Look a little stiff. Glad to have you here. You know, lately, Donald, I've been seeing you on a little TV show, and all the only thing you got to say is telling people you're fired. Let me tell you something. You're not going to tell Stone Cold Steve Austin he's fired because he don't work for you. He's never going to work for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think it's only fair that you give a man fair warning. So I'm going to break it down to you like this. Donald, in this ring, don't get under my skin. Don't rub me the wrong way. Don't ruffle my feathers. Basically, long story short, I'm telling you not to piss me off. Because if you do piss me off, I'll whip your ass. Now look at me when I'm talking to you. Because I've done my research on you. I don't give a rat's ass if you're worth $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion, $7 billion, $8 billion. You piss me off, I'll open up an $8 billion can of whoop ass and serve it to you, and that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, man. A big can of whoop ass.
Did I say something funny? I don't think I said a damn thing funny. I'm over here carrying on a conversation with Donald Trump. And you're over there goosing and giggling with that stupid smile on your face. Do you have some kind of problem? Did I say something funny? Because I don't remember saying a damn thing funny. All you want to talk about is shaving everybody's head. Bald people this, bald people that. You got a problem with bald people. Why don't we explain that right now face to face? You got a problem with bald-headed people? Do I have your attention now? I'm gonna break it down to you like this. You and me have been around a long, long time. And the last time I checked, every single chance you got to make my life a living hell, you did. So it happens like this. Lashley and Umaga are gonna fight at WrestleMania. There will be a winner and there will be a loser. That being said, someone's gonna get a haircut. I'm not talking about a flat top. I'm not talking about a buzz cut. I'm not talking about a crew cut. No one's getting a little off the top, and no one's getting the damn ears lowered. Someone's gonna get their head shaved bald at WrestleMania, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
My God, there's no gray area from the beer drinking. Special referee, either McMahon or Trump, will have their head shaved bald at WrestleMania. And Stone Cold Steve Austin, well, by God, see to it.
Worry about me. It wouldn't worry about me. Hey, but I love my baby like a bulldog loves his bone. And last night she got crazy, she called me up on the phone. She said, come on over, daddy, cause I hate to drink alone. She said, I had me a little, I had to have a little more. Well, I tried to get up, I could not get out the door. Another big old snake crawling right across the floor. And I told her, hold that snake till I make it. Hold on till your daddy gets there. His head is shaking till he ain't going nowhere. Take it easy, but take it. Don't let go of that snake till I make it. My baby's not afraid to take a chance. Drinking whiskey starts to think about romance. And that's when she wants what I keep in my pants. I know she's got a few tricks up her sleeve. I mean, she gets hot. Shake it till he ain't going nowhere. Take it, but take it. Don't let go of that snake till I make it.
Free. You look to find a friend. Falling fast and falling free. This could just be the end. Falling fast, you stoop to touch and kiss the flowers that bend. And you're ready now for the harvest breeze.
Disappointed everyone in this sport. Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Sammy, where are we going to put her?
Hey, honey, you got a sister?
I am yours.
great tour, John. Great tour, great country.
It's lovely. It's a pity. It's America.
Did you know that I was a bit of a songster myself? But you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
But I've written one lately that you might like, because it has a punky sort of feel, you know what I mean?
I want a job, I want a job, I want a good job, I want a job, I want a job that pays, I want a job, I want a job, I want a real job, one that satisfies my artistic needs.
That's just the chorus.
What's it called again?
It's called I Want a Job.
Oh, lovely. Here, Sid.
I want a job, I want a job, I want a good job, I want a job, I want a job that pays, I want a job, I want a job, I want a real job, one that satisfies my artistic needs. Hey, you like it?
It's lovely.
You like it, Sid?
Stupid cunt.
Sid?
More than enough to last a whole life through. And it's all for you. In the midst of all my darkness, baby, you know you came along to guide me. You took pity on a lonely man. You said you'd stand beside me. I'll never forget you for what you've done, little girl. Never turn my back on you for anyone. 'Cause I've got
so much love.
I'm a natural man.
So much love.
More than enough to last a whole life. It's all for you. When my world was cold and empty, and I needed somebody near me, I called out on the mountainside, yeah, knowing full well that you'd hear me. Might seem like a little thing, but to me it's like changing winter to spring. And I've got
so much love.
I'm a natural man.
So much love.
It's more than enough to last a whole life through. And it's all for you.
was 10, fell out of bed, got 3 stitches in my head. It hurt like hell. I saw the blood, I felt the pain. I'd like to feel it once again, 'cause I don't feel it. Then I got stung right on the face. I screamed and ran around the place. It hurt like hell. I swore right up, I burned for days. I'd like to feel it once again, 'cause when you touch me, when you hold me, when you kiss me, I don't feel anything. When you touch me, when you hold me, when you kiss me, it's just like Novocaine. I remember every cut and scrape. I've been numb so long, something's wrong, so I'll take anything. Something's there, it should hurt like hell. I miss the pinch, I miss the pain, that sharp sensation in my brain. 'Cause when you touch me, when you hold me, when you kiss me, I don't feel anything. When you touch me, when you hold me, when you kiss me, I don't feel anything. When you touch me, when you hold me, when you kiss me, I don't feel it. When you touch me, when you touch me,